cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and it's Cutting Through the Matrix on July 2nd, 2012. Newcomers, help yourself to the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com and make use of the free downloads of over 1,000 audios where you'll start to understand the big system you're born into, your parents were born into, and grandparents to a big plan, actually, a big global plan, bringing the world into one particular system, a standardized system, because that's what monopolies always do. They come in and they standardize all the systems to suit themselves. And the world has been being standardized for a long time through the United Nations, which is a front group, of course, for the boys who started it up and came up with the whole idea of a global society which they themselves would own and run and control. And I mean control. They don't believe in free rights or individual rights, even individuals at all, for that matter. They don't like individuals. They want a kind of a common type of cloned person eventually to serve them and be obedient and not ask for very much in return. And we're going through the big changes today. So help yourself to cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And remember, you are the audience that bring me to you. You can help me keep going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the US to Canada, you can purchase using a personal check or an international postal and order from the post office. You can send cash, and some people send PayPal instead. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. Remember, straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome in these times of quantitative easing, which is hyperinflation, as we're going into it, basically, because everything's shooting up in the stores, postal rates, everything goes up. In Canada, in fact, for every one that I post out, I have to pay a fuel charge as well, because they even have a fuel charge added on to it here in Canada. So we're living through the biggest changes that have happened since the beginning of the industrial age, when masses of people were put off their farms to go into the cities, forced off actually by the Rothschilds, who passed the corn laws and flooded Britain with foreign grain, and they put the farmers off just in time to get them into these new slums that they built, which would become hell holes for families for well over 100 years. Well, this is a big change now in the global society. Lots of books have been written about it by the big players for the last 100 years who helped plan the society, including the cultural changes step by step. That means literally what culture you'd have for the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and so on. And these guys wrote all about it. They had to destroy all the old to bring in the new. And when everyone's dysfunctional and on their own, basically, then you're ruled by government agencies and laws. It's very, very simple. It's been very effective. And the world pretty well now is at the proper stage of dysfunction so that the agencies and authorities can control each and every one of us. You see, society apparently is not safe anymore now that we're all dysfunctional. And all the violence has been promoted for many, many years is showing in the lifestyles of young people who soak up the television and also the movies that are churned out for them, because we emulate what we see. You're going through a controlled takedown and with an absolute predicted outcome, and eventually all the answers for the new system will come out from the United Nations and elsewhere, and in actual fact, they already are. So we're on our joyride for some at the top and a hell ride for all the rest of us down below as we go through the bank crashes, which are all timed to go out. I mean, very few people, if any, will end up in jail over all the plundering the planet. After all, the banks have been plundering the planet using governments for hundreds and hundreds of years. That's who ends up getting all the profits. Before they ran the government, they were called pirates. Back with more after this break.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi folks, I'm back cutting through the matrix. And we do live in a very, very controlled society, a controlled system. Because they say 100 years ago, said this many times, a group got together. They pre-existed, of course, under different names, but they got together under a new name, Cecil Rhodes Foundation, and also the Milner Group of international bankers and their sons. And they decided to take over the world, and they formed the Royal Institute of International Affairs, one of the biggest so-called think tanks that runs every country's affairs. I mean every country's affairs through various names, like the Council on Foreign Relations. They have various names in different countries, but they're all the same organization. And they've been very, very successful. But not just that, they brought in Marxist ideas because they like a socialist system, big government running the peasantry, you see. And they also knew they'd need big government and massive police forces at the end of the system to take control of a society that's going to get forced into austerity for this new age. And here we all are 100 years later, and it's working perfectly as they planned it would. Now here's an article here, for example. The banks have always ripped off the public and government, so it doesn't matter what you call your government or whatever myth you hold on to do with your government, democracy or whatever, doesn't make any difference because the banks have always ruled your countries. I mean, let's be honest, every 100 years you're up trillions or more in debts. If anything worked in your government, you wouldn't have any debt at all. But you want to hang on to the mythologies, even though it's evident that something has gone wrong a long time ago and it's still operating yet under some kind of charlatan enterprise. So 77% of J.P. Morgan's net income comes from government subsidies. I've read this article before, but it's worth just touching on it again. And massive bank, of course. And it was in Bloomberg's blog last week there. And it says that J.P. Morgan benefits from the assumption that there's a very high likelihood the U.S. government would back the bank's bondholders and creditors if it defaulted on its debts, according to the statement. With its implied federal backing, J.P. Morgan's long-term deposit rating would have been three levels lower, and its senior debts would have dropped to more two more steps, it says. That was from Moody's and Bloomberg's. And J.P. Morgan receives a government subsidy worth about $14 billion per year, according to research published by the International Monetary Fund and her own analysis of bank balance sheets. The money helps the bank pay big salaries and bonuses. You know how they give themselves a couple of billion a year to this guy, a couple of billion to that guy. More important, it distorts markets, fueling crises such as the recent subprime lending disaster and the sovereign debt debacle that is now threatening to destroy the euro and sink the global economy. With each new banking crisis, the value of the implicit subsidy grows. In a recent paper to economist Kenichi Ueda of the IMF and Beatrice Wider de Moro of the University of Mainz estimated that as of 2009, the expectation of government support was shaving about 0.8% percentage points off large banks' borrowing costs. That's up from 0.6 percentage points in 2007 before the financial crisis prompted a global round of bank bailouts. So, but that's not the only one that gets this. It's always been like this. That's why the banks give you your governments, understand? And they give you central banking systems, private banks that run the government. All run under the same, to say, the Trilateral Commission comes from Foreign Relations Group across the whole planet. This article, two big banks have become mafia-style criminal enterprises. Well, I don't know when they became mafia-style. They were always in that kind of category. Even in the Middle Ages, when usury became kind of popular with people coming in to Britain, for instance, it was so bad. The whole grain market had been cornered so quickly that the king had to intervene to find out what had happened. The whole grain market across the whole country was completely monopolized by a tiny group that held the country at ransom. So there's nothing new in these mafia-style criminal enterprises. And that's the dilemma of mankind, of the material world, the spiritual world, the conflict between the two, those that choose the spiritual and those that choose the material. And when they choose the material, believe you me, they go for nothing but the material world. Humanity goes down the drain. Now, as we're going through these massive changes, you also have black boxes, which they mentioned last year, to monitor all internet and phone data that are getting installed now. And it says internet and phone firms are preparing to install black boxes to monitor UK internet and phone traffic and decode encrypted messages, like they haven't been doing it already, including Facebook and Gmail messages. As part of the Home Office's, that's Britain's, communications data bill, internet service providers and mobile phone companies will be obliged to collect communication records and keep them for a year. Of course, it's going to be forever, as you well know. And that was on Channel 4 News just recently. So they're really, to say, on board and on track at the right time, going exactly where they want to take the world at the right time with all of this. So they're going to one world. Number two, everyone's got to be completely predictable in a socialist society owned by the big banking boys and the big fraternal groups at the top. It's this $4 trillion conflict of interest, investment bankers on Fed boards. It says, who else but independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders would have the courage to blow the whistle on the $4 trillion Fed scam involving near-zero interest Federal Reserve loans and other financial assistance that went to banks and businesses of at least 18 current and former Federal Reserve regional bank directors in the aftermath of the 2008 financial collapse, all documented in the Government Accountability Office records. It was on the eve of Senate testimony by J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, who on June the 13th, that Sanders released the detailed findings on Dimon, like Dimon or Dimon, call him what you want, and other Fed board members whose banks and businesses benefit from the federal actions. The GAO data also appeared at Reader's Support, the Support News tonight, remember, at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can get all the links to them all. RSN reports Sanders Provision and Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Act required the Government Accountability Office to investigate potential conflicts of interest. The October 19, 2011 report was by the nonpartisan investigative arm of Congress laid out the findings, but did not name names. Sanders today released the names, and I've got that as well. I'll put that up, and there's actually a PDF as well called Jamie Dimon is Not Alone. And it's got all the 18 other former and current directors from the Federal Reserve Banks who were collectively received over $4 trillion in low-interest loans from the Federal Reserve, and again, that's for their own corporations. Of course, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? It's all pals and stuff. Pals like helping each other out with your money, you know. Now, another article, too, I've mentioned this as well, but it's worth repeating. As they keep going with the hype about CO2, it doesn't matter, I've mentioned this before, it wouldn't matter if all the deities themselves came down to earth and demanded to tell the truth about CO2 and global warming, all the rubbish that was dreamed up by the Club of Rome think tank to bring us all under control in the 1970s. It doesn't matter if they all came down, they'd have to annihilate them, the boys that want this big global agenda through. Because it's all to do with a new way of living where you'll be taxed for everything. And it's post-consumerist society. Then you have to also make sure that all your spending money goes off in taxes and fees and things like that. That's what they mean by that. It's part of the austerity package, you see. And this top scientist came out who was all for it, of course, for years. He says, globalist switching gears. Royal Society lecturer says CO2 is not affecting the Earth's temperature. After all, they'll put that up, and you can read that for yourself as well. See, it doesn't matter how many come out and change their minds. It doesn't make any difference. It's a done deal that's going ahead. And in Australia, of course, that's the flagship for the test trial of all. Australian Prime Minister Gillard defends the carbon tax. Well, naturally, she must, because she's put everything into it. And it says that she's been trying to rally support for Australia's carbon tax a day after protests as the law came into force. This came in on the 1st of July. The Prime Minister embarked on a series of interviews as a poll showed that almost two-thirds of the public were against the controversial tax. People would see the impact of the policy in months to come, she said. The tax targeting the country's worst polluting companies was introduced after months of political wrangling. The law would force at least 300 firms to pay a $23, which is $23 Australian, it's $24 American, I think £15 British, levy for every ton of greenhouse gas they produce. Now, who's measuring what, and how do you measure it? The Nielsen poll published in the newspaper said support for the tax was its lowest since it was announced 15 months ago, falling 4% in the last month to 33%. I love these percentages stuff. It's very Orwellian, given announcing percentages and stuff. There has been a hysterical fear campaign from the doomsday merchants who have tried to convince people over the last 12 months that we'll see, for example, the coal industry go out of business, Ms. Gillard told ABC Radio. People are in a position from the start of carbon pricing and in the days ahead to weigh the worth of these claims. And then they go through the usual politics with the opposition leader, etc., etc. But it's interesting that that's to go across the whole world, remember, this carbon tax. Now, they can call it carbon. They also want an energy tax so that you'll pay extra for everything that you purchase. And they're actually going to have all these little, you know, pen scribblers, scribbling out little equations there to see how much it costs to make that chocolate bar and the wrapping paper and everything else, you see, and add on to it. And then where does it go? Well, same big bankers at the top that came up with the ideas. Remember, the carbon taxes are felt to go through the Rothschilds private bank in Switzerland. Now, it says, this is really interesting. I've mentioned so many times about the military-industrial complex and how the military has always been in cahoots with the culture industry to make sure there's plenty of guys for the cannon fodder for the next coming 20, 30 years of wars. We'll talk about that when I come back from this break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're talking about the military-industrial complex and how it's always been in cahoots with Hollywood, of course. Hollywood's in cahoots with all the big parts of the agenda, of course. And the whole culture industry, remember, culture industry gives you your whole reality. And you're hit with it as young as you can be. It's there with the cartoons, it's in children's novels. Yes, you get point systems for including all the latest updates and PC stuff. The point system for authors if you want to get your book picked, and you get grants as well from governments to put all the PC stuff in the storylines. But back to the military-industrial complex, young guys, they don't mature. I mean, guys don't mature until they're much older. And when they're 18, 17 or 18, 19, they're still living in a semi-fictional, imaginary world, and it's easy for them to get into that immortality syndrome where you think, I could never be killed, I'll live forever. And that folk who are 40 are a different species than they are. That's how they think. They think they're stuck in that time. It's a strange thing. And so because of that, they're the good cannon fodder for the military to recruit, especially when you make depressions happen. That's what part of the reason you got all these depressions going on, too. It's all being used across the world for massive recruitment for military, because we've got to finish off all these wars, you see, ongoing perpetual wars. Even their military magazine have had articles out in the U.S. military, and they actually just call it perpetual war. And so we're in that perpetual war, beginning with Gulf War I. Before that, of course, with lots of little wars going on, even in Latin America for years, and other places, kind of quiet. But it's a perpetual war since at least Gulf War I. And it's ongoing until we've finished this whole New World Order of held together for thousands of years, and children all dependent on government and government agencies and social workers and everything else. So this article here is about one of the latest movies, of course, and it says the military entertainment complex is an old phenomenon that binds Hollywood with the U.S. military, known as militainment, they call it, militainment. It serves both parties. Well, filmmakers get access to high-tech weaponry, helicopters, jet planes, and aircraft carriers, while the Pentagon gets free and positive publicity. The latest offering to come from this relationship is Act of Valor, and it takes the collaboration one step further. The producers can't get more than just equipment. They have cast active-duty military personnel in the lead roles. So you're getting real guys in the roles, not actors, prompting critics to say the lines have become so blurred that it's hard to see where Hollywood ends and the Pentagon propaganda begins. Well, it's really always been like that. In this week's feature, the Listening Post, Nick Muirhead looks at the ties between the U.S. military and Hollywood. And it's a little video that puts up there. I'll put that up as well tonight. And you can see even the spin is kind of positive on the expose. So it's even the spin. So even this one is part of the propaganda. But young guys fall for this kind of stuff because, wow, you know, it can be exciting. Oh, wow. Because they're really little boys, you know. And they're really running around the forest going bang, bang. And suddenly they've got a uniform and a gun and going bang, bang. And they think the enemy never can shoot straight in these movies, you know what's that? They shoot everywhere except at you. That's how they think, like something. And remember what Kissinger said, that really they're just dumb, stupid animals that are used for foreign policy. That's what Kissinger said. What can you do, though? Every year, another bunch turn 18. Now, the police are expecting more riots in England this year. And it's interesting, that article came out in 2008, I think, from the big think tank that runs the military in Britain, for the defense departments. And they mentioned in that big report, 90-odd pages, that they would have flash mobs and riots down the road. Now, this is before, actually that was before the bank crashes that came out, that one. And so they knew where they were taking the whole world. It wouldn't just be in Britain, it'd be elsewhere too. And they talked about all the different ways that they'd handle all these massive riots. So nothing happens by chance, you see. They know all this stuff long in advance because they make it happen. They bring on the scenarios to make it happen, to get you to riot. So police are expecting repeated riots. And this is and are concerned about how budget cuts will affect their ability to deal with the unrest, according to a study in The Disorder, it's called, in The Disorder. The majority of officers caught up in August's unrest believe similar rioting is likely, with many citing worsening social and economic conditions as a potential cause. So years ago, they knew they'd bring on all these causes at this time. It says they also fear their forces don't have the resources to cope with unrest on a similar scale. So they interviewed 130 officers from 8 forces as part of the Reading the Riots research conducted by the London School of Economics and The Guardian. Most gave anonymous accounts of riots which spread across London, Birmingham, Liverpool, Manchester and Salford last summer. Nearly all those interviewed described the unrest as the greatest physical and psychological challenge of their careers, and officers of all ranks said they were astonished no colleagues were killed. So it goes on and on, but then it says, at the end, it says basically, it will happen if bad economic times and austerity are pushed in. Well, we know that's the agenda is austerity, so they will happen. And the folk at the bottom, of course, get really angry. The students that are from the middle classes, whatever's left of them, will lead the riots, and the rest will just join in. That's how all revolutions happen. And the peasants never get anything out of it, though. That's just to stop them trying. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watson. Another article of tonight, too, is to do with the Pacific Council on International Policy. Now, I've mentioned the various councils that the Council on Foreign Relations have set up for 100 years. They're always setting up new branches to deal with the Far East, for instance. They've had the Institute for Pacific Relations for about 80 years, making sure that everything was going working towards this big system we have today with China being built up and eventually merging in Australia and New Zealand and other countries under the auspices of China. So they've done the same thing for the Pacific group as well. It says the Pacific Council on International Policy is a non-partisan organization headquartered in L.A. with members and activities throughout the West Coast of the United States and internationally. The council is governed by a board of directors co-chaired by Mickey Cantor, remember him, former U.S. Trade Representative and U.S. Secretary of Commerce, and Ambassador Robert H. Tuttle, former U.S. Ambassador to the U.K. There's also Gerald D. Green. He's the President and CEO of the Pacific Council, founded in 1995 in partnership with the Council on Foreign Relations. Right, this is from their own site. The Pacific Council is a 501c3 non-profit organization and a charitable group, you know, run by multi-trillionaires, whose work is made possible by financial contributions and in-kind support from individuals, corporations, foundations, and other organizations. So these are the guys who of course, shaped the complete merger for the Americas and for various other countries as well, and all your trade and your lifestyle, everything. So they just set them up just like that, you know. And they've got guys in government, they put their own members in government, and in bureaucracy as well, and they come back and forth just like musical chairs, back and forth between the two. So that's how you run. Corporations rule you. They always have, though. always have. Tonight I'll even put a little article by some comedian. I haven't seen him actually, but he was kicking off the MTV show and one of the big shows. And he said, democracy is nonsense. He says, don't bother voting. He says, there's no difference with the parties. We're all run by corporations. I'll put that up tonight as well. And that's how we are run, really. All these charitable foundations. Remember going back to Weishaupt. Weishaupt mentioned that philanthropists would eventually rule the world, and they would use governments as their fronts. As their fronts. See? Well, that's what you have. Because every president and prime minister across the planet in all the first world countries have been members of the same group, Council on Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, for 100 years. That's no fact. That is a fact. There's no hesitation in saying that, because Carl Quigley, mentioned that, and he was the historian for this particular group, with all their names and their positions and so on. And another article, too, for the coming riots back to the UK, it says UK police are to fire chemical projectiles during future unrest, because now they've got all these new various things you can fire at the public and burn you and do all wonderful things, just like the sci-fi movies, I suppose. The British force are considering plans to fire projectiles could contain chemical irritants to people involved in any future unrest as the country's Home Office is developing the new weapons. They applied to the Science and Technology has developed a new weapon known as a discriminating irritant projectile to be fired by the British police during any future unrest across Britain. And it reveals that following the unprecedented unrest which spread across Britain in August, CAST, which is a core of scientists and engineers, they developed new technologies for the police. They held a brainstorming event in October to discuss new ways of tackling any potential unrest. But literally, they talk about bringing helicopters over and spraying stuff over you and hitting you with beams of this and that and the other. And all sci-fi stuff, of course, and that's where the sci-fi ideas came from. It wasn't from the minds of good producers or writers. It was all from groups like CAST, for instance, that were doing this stuff a long time ago. Under the Freedom of Information Act, the Guardian obtained the briefing for the brainstorming event, which was released by the police in Northern Ireland. It showed that participants taking part in the brainstorming session concluded that no ideas are too stupid or off the wall to consider. Now, remember, going back to the Department of Defense's article that came out years ago, and it's on my website, if you go into the archive sections, the Department of Defense think tank, they said that even use, during these massive flash mobs and stuff that would come down, they would use even small nukes, basically, small field nukes on them as well. This is inside the country. I'm not kidding you. So, yeah, no idea is too stupid or off the wall to consider. And they got all your tax money that they love to use to try all these things out. So, yeah, who knows? Maybe you'll eventually get phosphorus bombs coming down from choppers or it rained all over the rioters and they'll just burn you to death, you know. Maybe that's all. Nobody will really complain. We'll get over it quick when the next movie comes out and we're distracted. Russell Brand is the guy, by the way. Brand, who's the guy who says democracy is pointless. That's the video I'll put up. And you can hear him talking about it. He says we're all run by corporations. So at least even at that level, they're getting the idea through. The shocking details of Barclays' epic LIBOR fraud, the guys that set the interest rates, called LIBOR, or LIBOR. And they've actually got the emails of these top guys at the banks setting rigging the system. Of course, all the dude types, that's what they say, hi, dude, etc. That's what they call each other, dude. And it says, what's up with your guys, like you are, don't boy, they're trendy, and fix it, tell him to get it up. So they're fixing, and of course all their emails have been caught already. And it says, from the FSA's breakdown of Barclays, traders caught in the act of manipulation, and it gives you the back and forth with the emails as they're starting to rig the market every morning. I'll put that up tonight as well. Nothing new in that, really. It's just new to the public. The Sierra Club, again, big charitable philanthropic idea, foundations fund the world with their corporations and their big front foundations that fund their armies of non-governmental organizations. The Sierra Sierra Club hires the EPA official who wanted to crucify EPA lawbreakers. For those who remember it, this is a former Environmental Protection Agency official who resigned earlier this year for comparing his work to crucifixion, has found new employment with a leading green group. He was the guy who came out and says we have to pick examples and just crucify them and get the message across to other companies. As well, he's got a job with the Sierra Club, but what's new, you know? Says the Sierra Club on Friday announced that Al Armendariz would be joining the group's Beyond Coal campaign next month as a senior representative. As a third-generation Texan, I'm proud to be taking on this new role to help protect Texas, he says. As they want to do away and control all your power and your resources and your energy supply by limiting one system. They bring in their own, of course, and that's how they get you. Everything's rigged, you see. It's a con. There's nothing real in charitable foundations. There's nothing real in it at all. It's always a con. And the big banks have used all these cons. What do you think the IMF is? Look into the history of the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, and the Bank for International Settlements. That was what they came out with 100 years ago, and they said they would create it, and the Bank for International Settlements would rule the world's central banks. It'll be part of the same club. Well, we've got it. It's all here. Now, the mother who questioned a vaccination at a hospital has newborn baby taken away just for asking the question. That's how bad it's now. The control freak system we're in now, you know. It's not healthy being normal and thinking and asking questions. It says, I'm so upset and enraged over what was done to Jody Ferris and her baby at the Penn State Hershey Medical Center in Pennsylvania shortly after she gave birth that I'm having difficulty staying composed enough to write a coherent story. If you recall, this is the same area of the state where officials allowed a serial child molester like Jerry Sandusky, former Penn State assistant football coach, to go free for decades and continue to abuse children, unfortunate enough to come across this lecherous path. While a mother who gives birth in a government hospital has her baby taken away for questioning whether vaccination with Hep B is truly necessary, you know. Does something seem very wrong with his picture? And it says, Jody and Scott Ferris's story. Jody had hoped to have a home birth. Well, that's a no-no right away. She'd be on a blacklist. I want a home birth, you see. And after going into labor early and getting the distance to the nearest hospital, Jody and her husband Scott were advised by their midwife to call an ambulance and get to the hospital. So the baby girl was born in the ambulance in the parking lot of Hershey Medical Center. Attending personnel at government-run facility took charge of Annie and Jody very quickly. It says Jody was unable to see and hold Annie after the birth, and hospital personnel were totally unresponsive, and she continued to inquire about her newborn. Jody was also given an injection of oxytocin without first being told what it was. Hospital personnel only inquired whether she was allergic after the injection was given. So Jody's persistent inquiries about Annie continued to go unheeded. She was simply told that she is in good hands and so on and so on. Finally, a doctor told Jody that Annie had scored a 9 out of 10 on the APGAR test given to newborns, which is very good, considering that an 8 or above indicates a healthy child. A short time later, a different doctor told Jody that Annie was very sick and would need to stay in the hospital. I guess the root of the bill wasn't enough, so I needed more cash. This doctor also arrogantly indicated his dislike for midwives with a comment that too many people think they know what they're doing. An hour after being told Annie was sick, Annie was finally brought to Jody. She was told Annie was doing well and would be able to go home shortly. And then they changed their minds again. A few hours later, the story changed again. Another hospital staffer told Jody and Scott that Annie would have to remain in the hospital for 72 hours for observation. When they inquired why, they were told that the law required Annie to stay for at least 48 hours. They tell you to treat her like absolute morons, don't they? Ignorant morons. They do, even with injections. I always tell you the law requires this and the law requires that. It's not true. Anyway, there's no such law in Pennsylvania, by the way. After consulting with risk management why Annie had to stay at the hospital, it was admitted that even though Annie was fine and there was no reason she couldn't go home, she was being held prisoner at the hospital for 72 hours, not for any health reason, but out of concern that if anything went wrong after Annie was discharged, the hospital even Scott could stay with the baby overnight. Anyway, it turned out that she asked about the hepatitis vaccination. Was it really necessary? Well, because of that, they took the child away. That's it. That's basically it. That's it, folks. So that's how the world is run now. You see, you quote, Lenin talked about this system, and he was put in by the biggest bankers on the planet who created communism. You've got to have an antithesis, you see, to get the battle going. Otherwise, there's no change. So he mentioned that all these services, things would start up as services across the Western world, and they become authorities down the road. And that's what they are now. And believe you me, they really believe they are the ultimate authorities. And you're just a peasant, you know. That's how they go teaching the hospitals now. And One Planet Schools, interesting, this is from Scotland, because Scotland's a test bed for really the new type of communism, you see. And there are several test beds across the world for different systems. But One Planet Schools are schools that take a whole school approach to building pupils' capacity to successfully, confidently, effectively, and responsibly contribute to a sustainable future where people use the planet's natural resources fairly. Like two corporations run the banks, no, and everything. The One Planet Schools concept, which is inspired by the World Wildlife Fund, a big philanthropic group again, brings together sustainable development, global citizenship, so they have global citizenship, right, education and outdoor learning to help deliver priorities in Scottish education, including raising attainment, improving behaviour, that's behaviour modification, so you accept everything that's weird, inclusion and health and well-being. One Planet Schools Working Group, chaired by Professor Peter Higgins, oh, that guy again, from the University of Edinburgh, has been established to provide strategic advice and direction to support the implementation of the Manifesto Commitment, a lot of other manifestos, don't they, which states that we welcome proposals for the creation of One Planet Schools, and we'll look at ways of developing this concept. And it will include action to continue development of professional standards around sustainability, education and leadership within our schools on environmental issues. So you can't read and write, but you know all about, you know, environmental stuff and windmills and how wonderful they look. This is an amazing article. But not really. In the world we live in today, we've got folk now eating each other. I mean, with this guy in Canada who was an ASM and homosexuality, who ate the guy on camera, for God's sake. And the other weird things with them as well. And it says, and I've taken courses now in college about, here's an example, female student 60 sues college professor after sexuality course requires him to masturbate and document sexual abuse and fetishes and promiscuity. So you have to document all this yourself too to pass your exam. And it says, a woman taking a human sexuality course has filed a lawsuit claiming she was required to masturbate, keep detailed sex journals, reveal her fetishes, and if she had been sexually abused, or she would not pass the class. Karen Royce, who's 60 years old, eh? What the hell is she doing in that job? Go away and paint or something. Take art classes. Who took the class in Western Nevada College, filed the suit on June the 25th against class instructor Tom Kubenstein, department chairman Robert Morin, and college president Carol Lucy. She claimed the class assignments were invasive and constituted sexual harassment. According to ABC, her lawyer Ken McKenna said not only was she shocked by the assignments and the personal inquiries, but she herself had been a victim of sexual abuse. One of his requests was that people put in writing if they'd had sexual abuse experiences, how the authorities for this college could allow this man to conduct his class in this fashion, and in effect say that's okay with us, it's outrageous, it's beyond belief. She took the class because she wanted to pursue a career in social work and believed the course would help her to gain knowledge as to psychological theories of human sexuality, which she believed were pertinent and necessary in excelling as a social worker, according to this suit. But they want you to take a detailed diary of your own experiences. Yeah. And it says, Mr. Royce, Mr. Kimmins requires students to double the number of times they masturbate each week and keep a journal. This is what you're instructed to do when you go on these stupid courses. It's all pair of courses, for God's sake. It doesn't matter, it's a university. I don't care how they try to legitimize something. They're all pervs, for God's sake. Wake up, folks. And she told KRA and B, I raised my hand and says, I don't masturbate. He said, I had to do it at least three times in order to get a grade in the class. Can you believe this? This is the world we live in today. This is the world. And there's Ban Ki-moon up today at the United Nations. They're saying, you've got to accept everything in the world now. You know, it doesn't matter what your cultural norms are or anything else. Human rights comes first. So your culture is down the tubes. And you have chaos. But don't worry, all these universities will churn out social workers to deal with the chaos. Back with more after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. We'll go to the calls now, and there's Darren hanging on from Ireland there. Are you still there, Darren?
Hello, Alan. How are you today?
Not bad at all.
I've just two quick questions. I've noticed a lot of these like type of zombie articles coming out in news, and I'm wondering what do you think they're trying to pull here. Do you think it'll take something like this out of the bag? Because I know people all for the years now have been reduced to watching a lot of zombie films and everything to do with cannibalism. I'm just wondering what your thoughts on that is. And another question is, I was in the National Museum of Ireland there recently, and I noticed all these kind of really old artifacts and a lot of staff that priests would use with the serpent kind of shape with the Sanhedrin kind of shape on top. And a lot of these stuff, it's very kind of, I guess you could say, Arabic kind of looking, Arabian looking, and I was kind of thinking that the Irish language itself has a lot of similarities to Arabic, like the way we pronounce our CHs together, I don't know, like cham or choch, as the Arabics would. I'm just wondering, would you know anything about that at all? And I'll take my answer offline, Alan. Thanks.
Yeah, the language is definitely related. There's no doubt about it. And the only difference is now it's like different kinds of Gaelic, even. When you look at the Gaelic, it's related to German, ancient German, and even in Scotland, Ireland, and Wales, because the just that little bit of space and distance between them over centuries, how even they are hard to understand between the different groups of people. So it's the same thing as you go into the ancient languages and how they developed and come down through time. They call them Indo-European, but there's more than Indo, obviously, European to the languages. There's also the Aramaic part as well, no doubt at all. In fact, a lot of Middle Eastern words are actually in Gaelic as well. Straight translations mean the same things as well. And even place names. But, you'll find there's a big Masonic influence, as you know, in Ireland, massive Masonic influence. And they do share a lot in common, even with their policing too, even sheriffs and things like that. It comes from Sharif. So you have, I'm not surprised that certain things all look similar to do with weaponry and police regalia down through the ages. There's definitely all connected to there, even from the Crusades onwards too, when all that knowledge came back to the West through the Normans. And it was implemented in systems that still run today, by the way. But we're definitely, we share so much in common with these ancient peoples, and there was a lot of trade in ancient times as well, pre-Christian even. Lots of trade were found, the funds, Phoenician stones on the coast of Scotland and Ireland and elsewhere, where they definitely landed, and from other countries as well, even they call it proto-Iranian inscriptions, and a lot of stones around there. They even have them on the east coast of America as well. So the ancient cultures were doing an awful lot of traveling back and forth, so it's not surprising that a lot of the languages, the original languages, have stayed with much the same, or at least they have affiliations with each other. Yeah. You still there?
I just noticed, because even in Ireland you'll find the travelling community are very, very dark-skinned people and very dark-haired people. And they stay, they're like, I guess, one of the last clans, original, I guess, a clan system left. But they've kind of kept the same genetic structure.
That's right. Yeah. And they call them Hibernians as well, because they came across from Spain at one point. So there's one big lot of Celts came through Spain to Ireland. And there's a lot of dark-haired ones amongst them. That even goes back to other places in the Middle East as well, the whole route apparently, according to ancient tradition. So you have the Scoti, or the Scythian, the Scythian, Scot, and different branches as well, all went that direction via the Spanish route. But thanks for calling. And from Hamish myself, on to your Canada, it's good night to me, your God, your gods, from Go With It.